The choice of drug for the patient who needs both an ICD and an antiarrhythmic drug is limited, in our view, to sotalol or amiodarone. We typically make the decision as to which to use based on the ejection fraction and the presence of congestive failure. There are a number of reasons to choose sotalol first, not the least of which is the fact that sotalol, if anything, lowers the defibrillation threshold energies of the ICD, while amiodarone is the most common agent to increase defibrillation thresholds. Also, as is well known, the long-term side effects involving the liver, lungs, thyroid, skin, and neurological systems are much more substantial with amiodarone. And it's only the beta-blocking side effect of sotalol, which can lead to fatigue and the like, which is a consideration in these patients. If we think the patient can tolerate sotalol in a dosage of 120 milligrams twice a day, then we will make every effort to employ sotalol, often starting the drug in the hospital to detect congestive heart failure quickly. We have typically employed sotalol if the ejection fraction is in the 30s and have been successful at employing it even when the ejection fraction dips down into the 20s, but usually 20% EF is an absolute cutoff level for the use of sotalol. If sotalol cannot be used or is not well tolerated, then certainly amiodarone has a very important role in ICD patients who are having frequent device discharges and can be used with virtually any ejection fraction. Of course, the long-term side effects need to be carefully looked at and guarded against, but it is an extremely effective drug in this regard.